The UAW has wrapped up its special bargaining convention with promises of a tough fight at the bargaining table later this year. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us. And Daniel, pretty tough talk this week at Cobo Center. You've got UAW President Gary Jones vowing to use every last ounce of the union's might to save the plants that are set to be idled and preserve job security. These should be good times for the union, but the tone was confrontational. Why is that?
Well, the tone is kind of always confrontational every 4 years, and particularly since we've come out of the global financial meltdown. You know, this is the second, will be the second contract negotiation where the unions are again allowed to strike coming out of the meltdown and the bailouts. In, I think, 2009 and 2011, they were barred from striking as a result of the federal bailout. So I think this is fairly predictable that the union would take this position. They're going to say they're going to save these plants. Whether they will or they won't remains to be seen. That's all going to be in the details of whether there can be investment, new investment in Lordstown, Ohio, and or in Detroit Hamtramck, which would be the two main ones. And then there's two transmission operations, one in Warren in southeast Michigan and the other in Baltimore. I would expect that at least three of those don't survive, but I think that remains to be seen. This also has to be put under the condition that the union is staring at a continuing federal criminal investigation.
Yeah, let's talk about that cloud of that federal corruption investigation. It's just hanging over the union. Remind us just what that's uncovered.
Well, it focused primarily on the Fiat Chrysler UAW National Training Center, which is located downtown. And the former top labor negotiator of FCA, a guy by the name of Alphonse Iacobelli, is sitting in federal prison as we speak now, having been convicted of diverting money from the accounts to pay for a lot of luxuries in his life, from Mont Blanc pens to a Ferrari to renovations at his home to, I think, paying off the student loans of his daughter. The wife of a former vice president of the Fiat Chrysler department, her name is Monica Morgan Holyfield. She also has been convicted of doing that. But this is not over. I mean, the union has taken a position publicly in the last year or so saying, these were a couple of bad apples. No dues money was used because these training centers are funded by appropriations effectively from the automakers. So it's actually corporate money that goes into these centers that funds these centers and the activities of these centers. We've since found out in other reporting that it would appear that there has been dues money used in things from very extravagant conferences out in Palm Springs every year, meals, booze, all sorts of other things that have been repeated. And there are allegations in court that other people have been involved in receiving monies from the training center. That is yet to be adjudicated. But I think where we stand right now is the federal investigation is not over. It's still very much active.
And how is that all hitting the rank and file, do you think?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, I think one thing it clearly does is it confirms one of the worst fears that you hear from time to time from the rank and file, and that is that the leadership is more interested in enriching themselves than they are enriching the members who pay dues to have these leaders look out for them. Fundamentally, the government is arguing that this whole moving about of money corrupted the bargaining process. And they have alleged in papers, and it's interesting how they do this, they will essentially ratchet up arguments over time in various filings. We finally found in one of the filings that they basically accused the United Auto Workers as an institution and Fiat Chrysler as a corporation of conspiring together to essentially spread the wealth around, and that it had corrupted the bargaining process. That's ultimately where I think the feds want to go, is to say this corrupted the bargaining process, is therefore is a violation of federal labor law, and down the road we go. They also are looking at the training centers of General Motors and Ford, but it's important to note that both of those training centers have been audited by the financial organizations of the automakers themselves on an annual basis. Until this was uncovered at Fiat Chrysler, their books were not audited by the corporation. Mm. And therefore, there were less controls in place because essentially the corporations look at this and say, this is our money. So we need to know how it's spent and track it, and they've done that. So whether or not this they actually find stuff in terms of GM and Ford, I think remains to be seen. The expectation is they probably won't, but I don't think we can say categorically because, as you know, when we look at what's happening with President Trump and all those investigations, we don't know what the people that have subpoena power may know.
Detroit News Business columnist Daniel Howes. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.